lots of signs, cars driving up and down the boulevard honking in support, and good spirit overall. People were clear that they were there to stand up for democracy, to fight for the things they believe in and the kind of country and the kind of communities that they want to have. The No Kings rally in Monticello was led by We Are One Sullivan, the local Indivisible group, with support from Catskills Pride, the Sullivan County branch of the NAACP, Sullivan Allies Leading Together, the Committee for Equity and Justice, and the Trans Support Initiative. A little bit about Sullivan County. It's one of the most rural congressional districts in the country and voted 58% for Trump Vance in 2024. The national organizers estimate that over 8 million people participated in the protest across the country, making it the largest protest ever in U.S. history. Organizers have announced that the next event will be a nationwide general strike on May 1st on International Workers' Day. The following are conversations with some of the organizers before the rally began. I'll be sharing other episodes with additional conversations from the rally. The No Kings 3 rally is going to start a little bit later this afternoon. I have arrived early to see some of the setup, meet some of the organizing committee. The marshals are just gathering and getting ready for this rally today.
Hi, my name is Star Torbert, and I am here on the behalf representing NAACP Sullivan County. I am the Juneteenth chairwoman, and I am excited to be here.
Wonderful to meet you. The NAACP is one of the coalition members, one of the organizers for this No Kings rally today. Can you share with me why you feel it's important yourself to be here and also representing the NAACP in Sullivan County?
I think that it's important to be here. I'm here because I believe in equality. I think that equality is extremely important, and I feel that oftentimes other people that are not in the same situation, economic status that we are in, I don't think that they have a perspective of the things that we're going through, how we're feeling, what is impacting us, and I'm here to also just speak for our rights and speak for equality. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And how would you describe where you live here in Sullivan County, New York, and some of the very pressing issues that you know about?
So I'm here. I live in Sullivan County. The things that I'm seeing is that we don't have a lot of programs that help the community at all. There's no community center that I really see. There's not a lot of funding to even better the schools, better learning for the students. There's not free programs out here to also get the kids off the street, to enrich their minds, to give them a new skill asset. And that's very important. These are some of the things that I'm seeing in the community that we need help on.
Have you found that since this most recent presidential election that things have shifted for you, your own understanding of what's happening in this country?
I think it has shifted a little bit, only because I just feel like we're more restricted than ever. I think that with him being in office, it's shining a light more on our struggles, on the things that we are restricted for in life, in our society and community, even just groceries being high, gas being high, all of these things. It's impacting us even way more than I think it ever really impacted us before.
As a young person, you've mentioned a lot of struggles here in Sullivan County. What do you envision? What do you want it to be like here in the place you live, and also the relationship with each other?
I want it to be a colorful, a bright, positive, and just an overall community where impact is felt in the terms of good impact. Just making a community where everyone is each other's brothers, sisters, aunts, grandmas, granddads, just having that family, a true community. I don't feel like oftentimes you really, you know, turn to our community, turn to our neighbor and say, hey, I need some support, or hey, here are the things I'm doing, you know? So I just feel like I want it to feel like family. We are family. We're one another. We're living in the same community. Let's come together.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Let's come together. What do you love? What are you connected to here where you live?
I think that's a very good question. I think I moved out here about 3 years ago. And so far, I think what I connected and I love about Sullivan County is the potential. It has the potential to be a really, really beautiful and amazing place where people can thrive and express themselves authentically. I love the potential here. There's so much that we can do. So, like I said, it goes back to community and really just coming together.
Thank you so much, Star.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I'm Jane Bloom.
Here we are, just before the No Kings rally in Monticello, New York. The marshals are getting instructions, and I'm wondering if you could share with me the kind of work you've been doing around what's happening right now in the country and around this administration.
Well, I've been probably at every rally since last April, when the hands-off rally was throughout the country. I went to Washington, D.C. I've been in the New York City ones, and this is the first time actually that I've remained here in the local one, and I was part of the planning committee for this one. And it was a good experience because there's a lot that goes into putting something like this together. In the past, I just kind of showed up and made my signs, which is the whole point, but there's a lot that goes into, you know, getting something like this going and keeping it safe and all that stuff. So it's been a good experience, and I'm looking forward to today. The weather isn't cooperating very well, but whatever.
So, Jane, you're talking about what it takes, and it does take quite a bit. So what are some of the things you learned in terms of being on the organizing committee for this?
It was fun because it just got me thinking of things. Like, I suggested, hey, why don't we print out a bunch of pocket constitutions and pass them out, passing out the United States Constitution to people.
So what is it you can share with us about any knowledge you would have about what is happening right now under this administration in the country around the Constitution?
Well, what I found myself doing just out of an exercise for myself was I went through the Constitution and just started started with the First Amendment, and just thinking of every single thing that has happened in the last year that violates the First Amendment. And it just, the list just went on.
Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. What kinds of the media, free press.
Right, everything. Freedom of expression. Yeah. All of it. And it just went on and on and on about the things that the Trump administration has done and is trying to do to interfere with our rights under the First Amendment. And that was just one part of the Constitution. So I had fun going through all of it. It was a little depressing, but really kind of fascinating.
How are you feeling about this moment?
I can't even begin. I just want to keep our democracy. It sounds pretty simple. It's really very much in jeopardy, and I feel like we're on our own. We don't have the leadership. It's really up to we the people, and that's why we're out here doing this stuff.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Thanks, Sabrina.
Hi, I'm Allie Essios, and I'm a co-owner of New Memories and also on the committee for organizing the No Kings rally in Monticello.
Let's start with why you decided to be on this committee and what's at stake at this moment from your point of view.
Well, I've always been involved in actions in general, and this one's really important because I have two children of my own, and I'm, looking forward to their future being a good one as well as my own. And it's really important to be vocal at this time because a lot is at stake. And we also need to raise our voices in defense of marginalized communities that are being targeted.
So when you're talking about what is at stake and so many things being at stake in marginalized communities, can you talk about what's happening here or anything you might be involved with to speak up for or act in solidarity for these communities?
Yes. The immigrant community is a big one. And I'm also heavily involved with heavily involved with the LGBTQ plus community, and also just trying to teach my children that we are lucky enough to live in a free country, and I want to keep it that way. And you have to fight for it because you don't just get to live in a democracy. It's something that you have to fight every day to keep.
Do you want to add anything about why you're here? What's important to you? So, what's your name?
My name's Dylan Brooks. I believe that we should not have Trump as a president. If you don't see what he's doing, he's trying to start wars. He already started a war with, I forget the country, but it's killing a lot of people, and I don't support that stuff.
Iran.
Yeah, Iran. And he's also really racist. I don't support racism at all, or any other sex, or racism-related things.
And how do you feel as a young person? How old are you?
I am 9 years old.
How do you feel as a 9-year-old about what's happening when you talk with your friends and you listen or watch the news or talk to your parents? Your mom's right here, Allie. I've just been talking with her. What comes up for you? How does it make your heart feel?
Very sad that all these people are dying for no reason. All these innocent people are dying. And how he's starting giant wars. And I heard that he's like starting World War III, which that puts everyone in danger, including us.
Yes, you're bringing up really good points. And what about being here? As I was pulling up in my car, you directed me, you were holding a sign as I pulled into the parking lot. So what does it feel like to be here in community?
I'm very happy for this protest against Trump because I want him to get impeached or to get him kicked out of the office so a new president can come in that's not someone as bad as him. I know that the vice president is also pretty bad, and I hope that, I mean, they change.
Mm-hmm. And what do you love about Sullivan County, here where you live?
It's a giant community. It's a beautiful and big community with people getting together and being as one against another that is doing bad things to community and country and other countries.
Thank you. And as the mother, as the parent, anything you want to add to what you were just listening to?
Well, it makes me feel proud as a mother that I have two children that very much feel compelled to stand up for what they believe in, as well as stand up for people who don't have a voice as loud as ours is and that need, help spreading the message.
Thank you for that, Allie. And anything else you want to add about what it takes to be part of the organizing committee for something like this? Here we are at the No Kings Rally 3.
This is a great group. This is most of the people here have been here organizing since the hands-off and before that, really. And so we all kind of have gotten to know each other pretty well, and I feel a lot of support and a lot of solidarity and just a genuine, helpful, friendly, compassionate, group of people.
And what about, as an artist, Allie, and as part of the sign-making committee, what would you say the role of art?
Well, the role of art is kind of magical. It's you get to put your message out there in all sorts of different ways, whether it's a big mural, and you get to exercise your First Amendment rights and have a lot of fun doing that as well. And the art community and the music community here in Sullivan County and beyond in the, the greater region is amazing. And people just get together and they help. We set up fundraisers and also just sort of get-togethers that, really, really help with the community, the sense of community, and this empowering us as artists, but also as community members.
Thank you for that. And what about your sign today, or a favorite sign that either one of you want to share?
We've accumulated a lot of signs over the years. We're here today to hold some of the large signs that Thad has made. He's an amazing artist. He needs a lot of volunteers to hold them because they're really big. As far as some of the signs from last time, I think I've got one in here that says, democracy is worth fighting for, which I believe firmly.
What about you? Is there a favorite sign, something you're going to carry?
Yeah, there is one. It's right there, actually. It says, pro-Trump protests are like chickens protesting to keep KFC open.
Can you explain that?
basically because KFC kills chickens and the chickens are being tricked to protest to keep KFC open even though they're killing them.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here and helping us spread our message.
You're welcome. Anything you want to add?
Don't be tricked. Dylan Brooks.
Thank you, Dylan.
Allie Essius.
Thank you, Allie.
My name is Ann Hart.
You are one of the lead organizers of We Are One Sullivan. Can you talk about this event and what distinguishes it from other No Kings rallies, perhaps, across the country?
Well, what would distinguish it, and I think it distinguishes every No Kings event across the country, is that there's a local focus to it. This is our community. The effects of this administration are being seen everywhere in our community, and we react as a community, and we should be reacting as a community. So that's what we're doing today.
Yes, so Anne, can you talk to me then, what does that mean to you? What are the specific issues that we see here in Sullivan County, New York?
Well, we see gas prices, we see grocery prices, we see our electric bill, we see a housing crisis, we see any kind of the reductions of the federal aid that's coming from Washington. We see those reductions here at the local level. This is not a rich county. This is not a rich county. And every impact that the aid and assistance that the federal government gives to us impacts us perhaps more than in other counties.
What would you say, we're in a county that voted 58% for Trump Vance in 2024? It's one of the most rural congressional districts in the country. There's a great divide, but there's also a lot of unity here and working together. So I wonder if you could talk about this a little bit with us.
We're a small community, and you don't seek help or give help to your neighbor depending on their political party or their ideology. That's not what small communities do. Small communities see a need, they try and fill them, be it a neighbor, be it a ride somewhere, if there are cars in the shop, whatever it is. It's a small community. So we have to remember that we're here to take care of each other. We're here to be neighbors. We're here to be friends. We're part of the same community. And for those who want to create the division that we're not, or something else, we have to show them that that's not what our community is. We all live here, and that's really it. At the end of the day, we all live here, and we have to live together.
And what do you want to see here? What's your vision? You work so hard in so many ways for so many years with organizing, with outreach in the community. What is your vision?
I want to see joy today. I want to see joy. I want to see people being together. I want to see people being with their friends, being with their families. I want to see people meeting new people, and I want to see people uniting together about something that's larger than us, that are only our voices or what we have.
What keeps you here? What do you love about Sullivan County?
It's a beautiful place with beautiful people.
I'm also interested if there is something you want to share about what the organizing aspects are like.
Well, our group tends to shift organizing leads for each event that we have, because for one person to do it all, it's impossible. For this event, Ken Wampler took the organizing lead, and he had a team of about 20, 25 people. Exponentially more, Isabel has brought in marshals that were not part of the organizing group. And together, we've created what we hope will be a really memorable and everlasting experience for everybody, for our community. So it's really about people sharing responsibility, people picking up the pieces. When pieces, there will always be pieces, there will always be holes. And so it's really about all of us working together. I really love what Randy Weingarten, president of the AFT, said. And it really stuck with me. And it's sort of a guiding principle that I think we should all remember. And what she said is that America is a country that takes care of each other. And that should be our goal.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Ann Hart.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Breikoff.
Hi, David.
Stephen Palmer.
David Breikoff. I'm from Liberty. We're both from Liberty.
I am also from Liberty.
Right.
We're neighbors. You've got a sign kind of rolled
we're
up under your arm.
Together.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's practice.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
So your sign, it's...
Trump betrays.
Trump betrays. It's about what? 1, 2, 3, 4 plus feet?
He betrays everything that the Constitution stands for, of course.
What brings you here? What are the...
Well, I mean, it's extreme frustration at the Trump regime, as they now call it, as opposed to the administration. And I'm just, I want to do something and have some sort of community, be part of some community that is saying this is horrible and it's wrong And we have to make sure that people are aware of that. We can't just allow it to happen without saying something.
And what does it feel to be part of a rally like this?
Our friends have been putting this together, and I feel, you know, I want to support them, Ken Gordon, amongst others. And I think it just feels like a community.
So Ken Wampler, who's the lead organizer.
Yes, Ken. We just want to support him because we just think it's been, you know, this is, you feel like there's a community here, right? It's like you can see that we're not the only people thinking this situation is insane and crazy.
It helps the despair. It really does. I think we're all despairing on a daily basis. And when we come to things like this, there's a modicum of hope. I don't think it's just performative. I think it's, as Rachel Maddow says, it makes a difference. And it certainly helps our Democratic political leaders to see that they've got some wind behind them as well, and perhaps to put themselves out a bit more. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate doing this. I just wish it was about 30 degrees warmer.
Yes, it is in the low 30s, I think. It's a bit chilly. But we've got our coats, our gloves, and we went through a harsh winter, so happy spring. And here's Ken. We were just talking about you.
My name is Ken Wampler, and I'm the lead organizer for this Snow Kings 3. I just feel it's incredibly important that great, huge numbers of us show up to take back our country, because we're the only ones that can do that. This is a true power lies with the people moment, and we need to rise to it.
As the lead organizer for the Snow Kings 3, what has that been like? People are gathering and I'm seeing signs. I already heard cars honking. To put something like this together with your committee, your team.
Well, we've been working for about 7 weeks and we meet every week and divide up the work. There's a lot of work and we divide it up and the team is extraordinary. They're really dedicated. For many of us, this is our third No Kings. We're getting toward the point where we're a well-oiled machine. And, you know, it's because of the dedication of all these people that just say, I just can't stand it. And it's so much better to be involved than to just trying to hide from it. Because
right.
There is no hiding from it.
I agree. There is no hiding from it. And what is it that you can't stand anymore?
Well, you know, the shredding of the Constitution, we're all very much aware of. You know, that's happening every day, every day, every day. What I really can't stand is the depravity of this man and the people who follow him. The depravity, the cruelty, the going out of his way to be mean and ugly and superior, you know, I just...
At great cost.
At enormous cost.
And when I say cost, I mean, of course, there's the financial and the economic struggles, but really top of mind, the cost of the people dying.
Yeah, and when I see, you know, images of Liam Ramos, you know, there's a reason why I'm wearing these armbands, Liam Ramos, Renee Good, and Alex Preti. That should not be happening. That should not have happened. And children get so abused in our culture, you know, not to mention the Epstein files. I mean, there's just abuse everywhere.
And, of course, the detention facilities, which I call concentration
camps.
Yes,
they are concentration
camps. And then, of course, the attacks against the LGBTQ community, against trans people.
Yes, we work so hard. One thing I've learned is that this fight is never over. It flares up. And we need to really pull together and work harder than ever. But it never really goes away. And so, you know, I started with the Vietnam War. It's a long time ago. And with Watergate. And it really hasn't stopped. We marched in New York for HIV. And we marched for, you know, Matthew Shepard. And we marched for, and we march and we march. And that's just the way it is.
Yes. Have to keep on going.
Yeah.
And what is your vision? What in your heart do you want to see things like?
Wouldn't it be nice if we could really be putting our resources into loving each other? Wouldn't it be nice if we could help people who are less fortunate? You know, I'm a relatively fortunate man. And wouldn't it be nice if we could be spreading that money and love around instead of this battling? Wouldn't it be nice if our religions could be allowed to just love? I was raised Christian, and it just incenses me to see the Christian nationalism as a major component of this horrible administration, you know, so very much acting against what we were taught. So, you know, I'd like to see more truth and love and peace and helping one another. And that's the way I was raised. And that's what I would, that's what I believe in.
And Ken, what does it feel like to see people making their way down the sidewalk past us to Broadway, the main boulevard? We're just adjacent to the courthouse. Monticello is the government center of the county where we live in Sullivan County, New York. What does it feel? I see people with lawn chairs and signs. And
it feels like people are meeting the moment, and that many people are meeting the moment. And along with the team that put this together, you never have any idea how many people are going to show up. You know, you put the word out, you hang the posters, they get taken down, you hang them again, they get taken down.
Are they going to come?
And then they start to arrive. And it's like the beginning of a party. You wonder if your guests are going to arrive.
Exactly.
You know, and are they going to have a good time? And we're here to have a good time. But we're also here to say, this is not what we want. And if you don't hear us, we'll yell louder and we'll come in greater numbers. And we will come until you listen to us and give us back our country, our flag, in some cases our cross. We will fight this until we win. And so I'm hoping that we get an enormous number of people. It's a cold day. But one of the things we put out on our announcements was, if Minnesotans can do it in sub-zero, we can do it in 31 degrees.
Exactly, exactly.
So, I see someone wearing a flag. I so love the idea of taking the flag back. I love that. Enormous thanks for everybody who's here today.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. This regime has got to go.
Wrapping up now, the No Kings 3 rally. People are loading up some of their signs into the car, cleaning up, leaving Monticello, New York.
Bye. Thank you again.
From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel.
Donations to support Trailer Talk are always gratefully received. You can find a link to make your tax-deductible donation at trailertalk.net.
Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artel. Safe travels.
Caregiving for a loved one can be stressful. The Caregiver Resource Center is here to help, offering information and referrals, support groups, and workshops. A co-partnership between Cornell Cooperative Extension and the Office for the Aging of Sullivan County, the center also offers exercise and educational programs for seniors. Information at sullivancce.org/events. Supported by a grant from the New York State Department of Health and the Alzheimer's Association.
On the next Radiolab, we dance the forbidden dance between sweet, calming order and...
Oh my God.
Chaos.
Dead. Extinct.
Three stories...
It's like a microbial Game of Thrones.
...about our natural world...
The circle of life.
...and the harmonious pattern underneath it that may or may not exist. Life in a barrel. That's on the next Radiolab.
Wednesday afternoon at 2 on Radio Catskill.
Hello, theater lovers. It's Tom Candela from Curtain Call. This week on the show, acclaimed director Scott Ellis, Tony nominated for productions like She Loves Me and Tootsie, and a Drama Desk Award winner, we go inside the craft of directing, from shaping performance and building ensemble to the delicate balance between honoring a classic and bringing it to life for today's audience. Plus a look at his latest production of Noel Coward's Fallen Angels. It's Curtain Call, found only at WJFFradio.org.
Thank you. WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.